With Kyle Topping of the Kelowna Rockets. Kyle, I want to take you back to some of your minor hockey days, close to Vancouver Island. Let's talk about your second year at Bantam. Pretty good hockey club, by all accounts. A number of guys on the team that had potential to be drafted by Western Hockey League teams. What was it like, your experience, second year of Bantam, your draft year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was, pretty lucky to be able to have a strong team my second year at Bantam and be able to stay at home and not have to move away to academy or anything like that. So, we had quite a good core group there, and I think we ended up with three guys drafted and, a lot of guys making pushes to try out for dub teams and make junior A teams. So, I was really fortunate to have good teams both my years in Bantam, and we were really successful. And, looking back, had a lot of great memories and a lot of fun over those years.
Do you remember offhand the other players from the team that were drafted?
Ben Berard, he plays. He was drafted by Victoria Royals. He was kind of the guy I gave the puck to. He's a goal scorer, and he plays junior A now. And then there's another guy by the name of Dawson Frank, who was also drafted by Victoria, and he's playing junior on the island now. So
of course you hear your name called by the Kelowna Rockets, but you still had some hockey to play in midget. Tell us a little bit about that season.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Obviously, it was the goal to be drafted. I didn't know what was going to happen or, where I was going to go, but I was super excited when I saw Kelowna pick me. Just the history and tradition of this organization was something pretty cool to me, and I was something I was really excited about. And, I really, really wanted to make this team, and I'm really happy I ended up here. So, it was really nice.
That midget year, that major midget league in BC, pretty competitive.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of good kids in that league. It's it's grown a lot since, I've been in there, and, it was a really competitive league. My team wasn't the strongest, but we still had a good core group, and it was a development year for me and many others, and, that's what I really wanted to do, and I really think it helped me and made me make the jump to junior the next year.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that, too. One season with the Couch and the Capitals in the BCHL, it looks like, you played over 50 games. That must have been a pretty good opportunity in terms of development.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I was pretty lucky once again to be able to stay at home and play for the hometown team that I grew up watching. And, I learned a lot of stuff that year, just being my first year in junior, just the different aspect of it and with the older guys and all that. But it was good year for me and developed a lot. And, I was lucky enough to, make the next year jump here to Kelowna.
I want to ask you a little bit about those minor hockey days when you reflect. Just the travel. There's a lot of people on the lower mainland or on the prairies that you kind of connect with in the dub. But what were some of the challenges? What were some of the neat things about, growing up in the neck of the woods that you did on Vancouver Island?
Yeah, no, BC Ferries, I've supported them a lot. I mean, I caught a lot of ferries growing up as a kid playing hockey. I was pretty fortunate to have my parents sacrifice a lot to take me all the time, and for me and my brother to become the players we are today. So it's pretty cool growing up and looking back, and it's a nice place to live, and I wouldn't change any of it.